It's so good to have you on the show this morning. Well, I promised you something special today. We started it on Monday, we continued on Wednesday, and we're going to be wrapping it up today. Guess who's back on the show?
Lovely Friday morning.
Elise Marie, it's good to have you. You may as well be a part of the show because, I mean, it's so good to have you back. Thank you so much for making the time.
Oh, what a privilege, eh? What a privilege to have the listeners share in what we're talking about.
Exactly, because it's so relatable. I mean, I told them when I first heard you speak at the event, I was just like, guys, I met a woman and I want to bring you, and you're going to meet her as well. And so if you missed out on some of the conversation, Elise Marie was with me on Monday as well as Wednesday talking about stewarding your heart through the different seasons. How do we stay connected to Jesus? How do we stay at the feet of Jesus? And what are we doing at his feet when we are going through different seasons of our life? So we've spoken about
plain season
on Monday.
We caught up in the life of Mary and we saw how in plain season, when life is kind of boring, she still chooses
to sit at the feet of Jesus.
And what does she do at the feet? She learns, she listens, and she leans in.
Love
it. That's a powerful choice we make.
And then there was
pain season. Oh, Mary's brother was sick. She did the godly thing. God didn't show up in the way she expected him. Disappointment. Lazarus dies. Where and what does Mary do? She, again, she powerfully chooses to run towards Jesus, remain at his feet. And how is the condition of her heart? It's vulnerable. It's real. She chooses to stay vulnerable with Jesus in pain season.
So I said something about pain season. I was like, you know, I think that's a season, if we had a choice, we would skip. Next, you know.
Yeah.
And here's a season that maybe all of us would want to just live on for the rest of our lives. Like, let this be the season. And we're talking about
power season.
Yes.
And that's a season that, you know, breakthrough has come. God has answered the prayer. The door is open. Favor has been poured out into life. We are seeing the answers. We are experiencing the goodness. We are seeing God faithful. Yes. Fantastic. Is that a good season? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing, Zintli.
Yeah.
We need to learn from Mary. How did she steward her heart in this season? Because as you said, we all long for it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes it could be a really difficult season because we get so excited about the breakthrough. We get so excited about the answered prayer. And what happens to our heart in this season? So we pick up the story.
Yeah.
We pick up the story with Mary. Remember, I said on Monday, there's only three stories of Mary in the Bible, and this is the third story. And this is not too long after Lazarus has now been raised from the dead. This is awesome miracle in Mary's life. I mean, one moment her brother's dead, the next, you know, he's chopping wood for supper tonight. How amazing is that? You know, we can relate. God answered. The relationship was restored. The business opportunity came there. The finances came through. Health came. Whatever. We can say, yes, that's amazing. God, you're good. But what does Mary do in that season? Because I think what sometimes happens is we get so excited about the good things, the favor, the answer, that we start focusing primarily on the answer, on the favor, on the open door. And I want to pick up the story from Mary, and it's in John 12.
Yeah.
It's where Jesus returns to Jerusalem. He's now, it's about a week before his crucifixion. He's in Jerusalem, and then he does the 2-mile walk to Bethany to go visit his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about this story is it becomes very familiar. I want to read in John 12:2.
Yeah.
12:2, it says, and they made him supper. Does that sound familiar? Remember on Monday we spoke about plain season?
When he came.
Martha was making sandwiches. She was complaining. Notice here. Same thing. There they made him supper. Martha served. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
But Lazarus was one. He's now resurrected. He was one of those who sat at the table with Jesus. So here we have all three characters. Martha doing her thing.
Yeah.
Lazarus doing his thing. He's now alive again.
Where's Mary?
Where is Mary? Because this is power season for her, right? The miracle has happened.
She's happy now.
Exactly. She got what she wanted. And let's make this real, Zinsley. If God gives you these things, we sometimes want to spiritualize. We go like, oh, God, I want to build your kingdom. I want to build a ministry, or I want to.
I'll give to the.
You've given me these finances. You've given me health. You've restored the relationship. I just want to work it, baby. How can we glorify God in this? And I'm like, yes, we need to glorify God. But we also need to be careful how we steward our heart in this. And this is what I want to show you. Where is Mary in the story? And we pick it up in John 12:3. It says, then Mary, was she outside running a ministry, writing a book, doing a podcast,
doing a Facebook Live,
Jesus is in the house, you know.
Hashtag resurrector.
Yes. He's at our house again. No. Mary recognizes the importance of power season. And it says in verse 3, then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Here's the thing, Zintli. She's in power season. Breakthrough has come. Let's work the miracle. Let's build God's kingdom. Yes, but let's keep our hearts at the feet of Jesus. What was Mary doing in this power season? She chose to worship Jesus at his feet. She wasn't running with the answer. She wasn't working the prayer that's been answered. She was choosing.
Her focus didn't shift entirely away from God.
She realized Jesus is in the house. So I'm going to choose to be with Jesus. And notice, Zintli, all three of those stories, Mary ended up at the feet of Jesus. And this is my main point. Every time she chose that position. You see, what I'm trying to say is we are powerful to steward our hearts well in the different seasons. We cannot always control our seasons. We cannot always control our circumstances, but we have the power to steward our hearts. And the invitation is to learn from Mary that in every season, whether it is plain and boring, whether it is tough and painful, and whether it is powerful and favorable, is your heart at the feet of Jesus? Or are you being so distracted by your circumstances that you lose connection with Jesus?
When we come back, I need you to just summarize this for us, because you mentioned a lot of powerful things in what was she doing? Because she was doing different things through the different seasons at the feet of Jesus. So when we come back, we're just going to wrap it up with that just after the music. Welcome back. I'm still with my guest in studio, and she's just like, I don't know. I don't know if we want to start a church here on the show. we want to just run with this ministry that we're on right now. But, you know, before the music, Elise Marie, we were talking about, you mentioned something so powerful that even in her power season, she didn't start, you know, shifting her focus away from Jesus and just focus on the breakthrough and just enjoying life and living and working it and, which is good, right? But her heart was still connected, because in as much as power season is beautiful, it's good, we are getting the things that we want, it also is very easy in that time for our hearts to get distance from the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
And I said, you know, but you mentioned before, we just summarize all three, she chose in past season to be at the feet of Jesus. Absolutely. What was she doing?
She was worshiping, Zintli. That's the thing. You see, when power season comes, we get so excited about being, you know, faithful to God, that he's given us this calling or purpose or whatever, or even if it's in our occupation, open doors. We want to say, God, we want to glorify you through this opportunity, which is fantastic. But you know what happens is we lose our adoration for the one who gave the favor. We lose our focus on the one who gave the answer.
Amen.
Or who opened the door.
Sure.
And what Mary is giving us an example of here is, what does it look like to have the heart of a worshiper? A worshiper is someone who recognizes in power season,
that's right,
this health, finances, restored relationship, favor, I'm going to focus on the giver of the faith, of the favor, the giver of the health, the giver of the finance, rather than the finance, the opportunity. And Mary shows us what the heart of a worshiper looks like.
But, and that's a good way to keep humility as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you're actually focusing more on Jesus than on the answer he gave. And what happens when we worship? We're actually we are learning to recognize how big he is rather than how big this opportunity or this answered prayer is. We are choosing to humble our hearts and worship him in power season.
I love that, which sometimes can be a struggle, but if we're intentional about it, I mean, you've really helped us so much, I promise you, with this conversation. But in just 1 minute,
okay,
let's summarize. In plain
season, become,
what are you doing?
The heart, carry a heart of a disciple. What does a disciple do? A disciple is hungry to learn. And you need that season because that season teaches you about who Jesus is so that you can know that when other season is pain season. We need plain season to teach us who Jesus is so that in pain season we could remain at the feet of Jesus because we've come to know him.
Yes.
We've come to know him as faithful. So steward your heart like a vulnerable heart in pain season. And then last season is power season. Remain with a heart of a worshiper because in power season it's easy to lose our focus. So just to summarize, plain season, heart of a disciple. Pain season, a vulnerable heart. And power season, the heart of a worshiper.
Oh, man. Next year, you're coming back, right?
I'll be seeing you.
Make that promise to me. Elise, it's been great having you. Thank you so much for making the time.
Oh, what a privilege. May the listeners be encouraged that you are powerful to make choices about how you steward your heart.
Amen and amen.